The law of the Lord is perfect and sure and clear and true. It is reviving and rejoicing and enlightening for us. Let us pray with David at verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. When you hear the word church, what do you think of? We say, let's go to church. Some say, let's do church, or we are having church. We are told to be the church. In the Rethink Church campaign, we find the tagline, church can happen anywhere. And we are sometimes greeted with, hello, church. So what does church really mean? Simply, we can say that the hymn got it right. The Hebrew word kahel means gathers. In the creation story, God gathers the waters so dry land would appear. At the base of Mount Sinai, Moses gathers the people together to hear the law read. Throughout the Bible, people gather together at the tabernacle, the temple, in the wilderness, or by the lake. Some 250 years before the time of Jesus, there was a need to translate Torah into Greek. That version is called the Septuagint, and the translators used mostly two words for kahel. You might have heard of these words, synagoge and ekklesia. Synagoge was more of the general term for assembly, a bringing together, a gathering. Ekklesia was used in the Septuagint for sacred gatherings, for worship or judicial purposes. Ekklesia comes from ekkaleo, which means to be called out. Ekklesia is God's assembly, those answering Yahweh's call. Both synagogue and ekklesia are used in the context of Jewish worship and later in Christian worship, where the gathered people came together for specific reasons, for singing, for prayer, and for the public reading of Scripture and an interpretation of that Scripture, the sermon. These gathering places became known as synagogues and churches. This is what I understand the church or the ecclesia to be, the gathering of God's people called out to be in service to others. Now I can look at what the church means to me. A few weeks ago, I went to a service award presentation for one of my employees. The speaker shared his history with the company and described it in terms of a poem called The Dash. I don't know, have anybody heard of that poem? Well, a few. I hadn't heard of it. In this poem, someone is looking down at a grave marker and reflecting on the line or the dash between the two dates. Here's a copy of Dad's grave marker. I thought of my dad's dash and the ways that he served that shaped what ecclesia means to me. His leadership in United Methodist Men and Trustees, his love for singing in the choir and Methodist men's meetings, or his well-used Strathdy songs he sang as a solo each summer. I thought about his tireless service to this facility. Dad's dash shaped my understanding of what it means to be called to serve. Then I started thinking about my dash. I noticed that I didn't have that second and final date after my dash. Anyone else notice that? We don't have that last date. That means I'm not done filling up my dash yet. There's still more I can do. How do I want my dash to be remembered when that final date is placed? I thought of a few of the experiences I've had that are now part of my dash. Experiences I've had leading youth Sunday school or adult Bible studies. The experiences I have with the team I serve with at annual conference. the experiences in Greek classes that Pastor Mark so patiently led us through, and experiences I've had of marriage and memorials and baptisms within this gathering. One of the greatest joys for me is engaging the scriptures. The image of Jacob wrestling with God is how I've come to describe Bible study. Don't let go and don't give in, and you won't get away without being changed. A number of years ago, I came across a brochure for Disciple Bible Study. I said to the pastor, "We should do this," meaning I want to participate in a study like this. Pastor said to me, you go to the training. I felt like the prophets from old when they were called. "Surely you don't mean me to lead this." Well, I went. The program had a profound effect on many of us. I was fortunate enough to be able to lead groups through this study for more than 12 years, 32 to 34 weeks a year, 9 months. It was not always easy. But we didn't let go, and we didn't give up. And we were changed. The time I spent with many of you in Disciple could be enough for my dash to be complete, but there's more to do. We are a people of God called out to be in service. How are you building up your experiences here in this ecclesia, in this gathering? How are you filling out your dash? Amen.